Welcome back to the LeVar Last Podcast. I am your host, Marcus LeVar, and I'm sitting here with my co-host,
Breezy, or Breezy the Gent, or April, or whatever you want to call me today.
What's good with you, A?
I'm chilling. I'm good.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
Wait. You got to ask me a different question, because we went through this before. You keep asking me, what's good? Food is good.
Oh, fuck you.
My life is good. Okay.
What's been going on with you, April?
Life.
Oh, I asked you a different question. I get the same bullshit.
That's a good answer.
How's about the answer? How was your weekend? Because we recording this on the Sunday, I guess.
The weekend has been going pretty good. I went to the dentist yesterday, so that's a good thing.
Hey, got his teeth clean? Got the joints cleaned out. That's what I'm talking about. How was it?
It was cool. It was quick. That was really all. I didn't do nothing this weekend. I worked on Friday. We chilled. That was it. We didn't really do nothing. We just chilled. How was your weekend? Oh, it's Sunday. Man. You ready for Super Bowl?
Oh, am I? Duh, listen. I'm going down to my pop crib, and this is going to be exactly what the fuck I needed. I've been saying since the middle of the season, we need to take the Patriots back to the fucking Super Bowl. Them niggas owe me some tears, because I cried some real nigga tears back in 04, and I want them joints back. So we going to win this shit today, dog. We taking this shit home tonight, baby. EA motherfucking GLES Eagles. This shit gonna be popping.
I'm ready for it. EA. All right, you already did it. Anyway,
I'm telling you, I'm gonna be down.
How was your weekend
though? Yeah, weekend was kind of, it was kind of boring. I ain't do no comedy this weekend for like the first time in a long time.
Comedy. This is like the first episode in a minute where you didn't talk about a stage.
I didn't do no comedy at all this weekend. My girl was like riding me around doing all this shit. Want me to go to this store and that store and that store and that store. That's all I did. I was a chauffeur all weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all good, too.
But this episode ain't about the motherfucking ongoings of the weekend. Today, we got a special guest with us. Today, we got a guest who is a host of her own show, the Revive Show on DG Radio. Today, we got Lady POC with us, y'all.
What's up, man? How y'all feeling today?
Hey, shout out to the clap machine, man. Shout out to the clap machine.
No doubt.
They still clapping.
Vibing. I'm here vibing, man. I appreciate you guys for having me on today. I appreciate it, definitely.
Thank you for coming.
Y'all was talking about the Eagles, but, you know, I got to pay respect and homage. Shout out to the Redskins. You know what I'm saying? We ain't do too well.
Oh, man.
But I'm going to shout my team out. Home team all day.
Where are you and the rest of the Redskins fans watching the game, man?
We chilling.
Oh, y'all chilling.
We kicked up.
Y'all
even watching the game?
We getting ready for next season. It's cool. Nah, we on the field. We practicing.
Oh, okay. All right.
We getting ready.
We getting ready.
On what field? I wasn't sure.
But I'm in Philly right now. Definitely repping Philly. Like he said, I do have my show in Philly, Revive Radio, man. We air 3 nights a week. Check it out.
Revive is always live.
Yes, Revive is live. You can definitely go to reviveisalive.com right now. And actually, we're pushing a Revive 365 campaign in honor of our 1 year anniversary. I'm super excited about that. Yeah, our 1 year anniversary is coming up tomorrow, February 5th. So I'm really excited about that. So definitely, if you're feeling froggy, please go jump onto my Revive is Alive page right now and donate $1. Are we asking for everybody to go ahead and donate $1 to Revive is Alive 365 campaign? And yeah, once again, we asking for a live listening audience tomorrow too. February 5th, DG, pull up. If you go to Revive_POC, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, you can find all the details you need to know, definitely.
Yeah, man, that's pretty dope. You when we heard it was your 1 year anniversary, had us thinking like, shit, when the fuck is our 1 year? We didn't even think about it.
We had to look back on SoundCloud to see when was the first. What was the first one we dropped?
Like, it's crazy.
That's gonna be the one.
Because we got episodes that came out before that didn't come out. So like, when did we really start this motherfucker? I don't know.
What did y'all find out?
It was like July 21st or something. July 21st, I think.
Was it something? He remembers. I don't.
July 21st. That's what we went with.
Do you guys think that, you know, as you know, we're all sitting here being hosts, like, do you think that honoring those kind of days are important, or you
definitely
think it should just keep going?
Like, definitely. That was why we started talking about it, because we saw you doing it, and it's like, yo, that's decent. When is our 1 year?
Yeah.
Cause like, we know when you usually do the episodes, and it's, he had, that was the first question. It's like, she's doing it on a Monday. It's like, yeah, cause that's on the 1 year. So that makes sense. We need to do something like that.
Of course.
We just don't even know.
And again, like I always say, if April wasn't on this show, this shit would be off the rails, just like it was before she was on this show. Because I would have just ran through the... It'd have been like 3 years into this motherfucker. I'm like, oh shit, it's the 3-year anniversary of LeVar Last Podcast. I would have never known.
Yo, so, honestly, how I can, like, keep up with it for real is the obstacles and all that other stuff that come with it. You know, the BS that comes with it. Oh, and yeah. Then know that you got through it. Like, damn, I'm doing it. And then I'm doing it again for a second time. And, you know, like, it's not your first time. It's your second time. So to be able to say, like, I can do it again is a blessing. So, yeah, that's how I keep up with it. Like, just knowing that it's going to keep coming. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
No matter how long you grow, no matter how long you be, you know what I'm saying, be out here trying to grind, it's still going to be BS and be able to get through it and say that for another year is really dope, honestly.
Yeah, no, that is dope. That is dope. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Because we were on the Revive show, and it was dope, man. It was just great energy, great conversation.
This is a
great
studio. Man. Yes.
That's fine.
We had a conversation party. Actually, the show that y'all attended, we had a conversation party, and in the conversation party, I brought endless energy. I brought truths, man. That was the best part. Y'all brought some truths to the show. Definitely, we had different topics, and y'all definitely brought some different flavors to it. So I appreciate y'all once again for coming onto the show. Definitely, blessing the airways with me.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So that conversation party was something I never thought about, because it's like we come up with we just be dropping topics. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, what you thinking about that? That was dope though. Like, you pull out something and it's like, all right, this right here, what you think about this or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It was just different shit in there. That was dope. A whole bunch of paper and a bowl or whatever y'all had it in.
I really like the way that conversation went. And then you had your segments, and then you went back to what you was talking about. Like, it was dope.
Because honestly, it's like you have to give the listeners, you know, something to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because we, you know what I'm saying, we
That's
talk.
What I be saying.
we can talk all day, but it's like, all right, so what you really talking about, and why should I be listening to you?
Exactly.
And why should I care about your opinion? And why do I think I should invite your opinion to my subconscious mind? I'm sorry. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Being able to share that platform and share that mics with different people who also have their own platform and putting out different thoughts and opinions to other people is amazing. But to talk about the topics and the different topics such as, like, what do we say? Is the birds and the bees conversation important? No, the question was, did you have the birds and the bees conversation? Did somebody have that conversation with you as a child? You know what I'm saying? That's something different. People can actually listen to that and be like, you know what? I didn't. Based on what they said, maybe I should give it to my child. Or based on what they said, maybe I should go ask my mom or my dad, like, why you ain't never talked to me about this? You know what I'm saying? Why you think I'm out here doing this? You know what I'm saying? Anything that can come up in a different conversation like that, speaking with different like-minded people such as yourself. So, yeah, that's really where the conversation party came from. It's like, I wanted to put together different platforms because we had you guys. We had Ivy from the Ivy podcast, like Ivy Wonder podcast. That's what it's called. And we also had a call on the line.
The suicide comic book pie. Oh my god, yo, that was some shit. Yeah, I was like, this nigga got the ill. Yes. Yo, like, there's the scheme right there. But your podcast is about suicide. No. On the front, mm-hmm. it's about comic books and nerd mm-hmm. shit, and on the back end, it's about suicide prevention.
Yes.
It's like you just grabbing two crazy audiences right there, my man. Shout outs to him.
And crazy part, how I found him was from the podcast festival. Philadelphia has a podcast festival, and his podcast was featured on that during that festival. So they were able to air their podcast live in front of, you know, the thousands of people who attended that festival.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on that stage. We all trying to get on that stage one day. Hey, yeah. Man. So all you got to do is enter your podcast, I think, at Philadelphia podcastfestival.com. Or something like that, and you just upload one of your favorite Jones, one you think that can make it. If they dig in you, they hit you up. Like, how would y'all feel? Like, would y'all ever do something like that?
Definitely.
Yeah. Wherever they can put me on stage, I'd do that shit, man. It don't matter.
What would you do though? Like, if you had an opportunity to air your podcast live in front of thousands of people, like, as we're talking about conversation party, like, if we're talking about different topics, like, what topic would, you know what I'm saying, y'all think y'all talk about?
Honestly, I've seen this done by a couple of my favorite podcasts, and me personally, and April probably will not agree, I would want to do the podcast the same way we always do it, man. If we hear it, listen, we're going to get on here and talk this bullshit, because that's what, you're going to get on here and see us do all this grandstanding shit, right? But then you're going to listen to the rest of our podcast, and it's us doing what we do.
Okay.
I'm going to get up there and do what the fuck we do, man.
Now, he's right, because I do disagree.
Exactly.
And I disagree only because if you got an audience like that, right now, I know we don't have an audience like that. So if we ever had that opportunity, we need to talk about something that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we really need to talk about something that matters.
Do we not talk about shit that matters?
Sometimes we don't.
That is very true.
And sometimes it's like, it's hard to figure out what matters, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I try to pick out different topics, like, endlessly, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can talk, one day I want to talk, like, I have a segment about politics, and sometimes people are not interested in politics. Sometimes people are like, yo, I'm over Trump, but I have an hour and 30 minutes talking about politics, and it's not something that I'm willing to cut out, because I think that, to me, it's important. But to others, they're like, yeah, nah, I'd rather just catch that politics on the Breakfast Club, you know what I'm saying? Where they're just talking about the in-betweens, but not the overall perspective. So that's what I want to give people. I want to give people that overall perspective. So I do understand, you know what I'm saying, kicking it and talking bullshit, but I feel like it's a way that we can kick it talking bullshit and still kick out that information, that knowledge that people
that's what I've been saying this whole time. Yo, we had this conversation, we had this crazy conversation about what's more important, putting ourselves as who we are out there, or talking the topics. And I said, yeah, the topics need to be spoke about. Like, we need to put that out there, because that's content. But we need even more to let niggas know who we are. Mm-hmm. Like, they need to know who Marcus LeVar and April are, or Breezy the Jam are.
Why? Why do they care first?
They won't care if we don't give it to them. If we don't give it to them, they won't care. It's just, oh, these are just some other motherfuckers talking topics. Okay, I can get that from Charlamagne. I can get that from Joe Budden. These are people I actually care to hear from.
And they already got the numbers, too. So that makes it more, like, you know what I'm saying, prone for people to be like, yo, I want to listen to them instead.
Right.
But what we're trying to do is, like, a ground roots level. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to give you that everyday perspective. You know what I'm saying? They're giving you $1 million, $1,000-ass perspective of how they see things. And, yes, they are talking real facts, because I fuck with Charlamagne. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I feel like he keeps it 100. I fuck with Angela Rye. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with different people who do have that ranking of, you know, media when it comes to having these different conversations. I listen to them all the time. I might even take, you know what I'm saying, I don't think it's still in concept if I take something that they say and, you know what I'm saying, and understand it and interpret it and have a way to translate it towards my audience. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand that, like, you can listen to other people and, you know what I'm saying, and, like, you know, like, how people think that, like, listening to other people and taking what they're saying is necessarily stealing content. I don't think it's stealing content. I think it's more of, like, if you're able to translate that to your audience in a relatable way that they can understand in a more...
through your own perspective.
Yeah, like, I think that would be different. But anyway, but what I was saying is, I think that it's a way that we can do it in our own way. We just have to, like, figure it out, like, how we can, you know what I'm saying, relate to the people that's listening to us. And then you also have to get to know your audience too. That's very key. Getting to know your audience, like, who is actually listening, who is participating, who's double tapping, who's retweeting, who's reposting, because those are the people, you know what I'm saying, you want to be like, all right, like, what else you trying to listen to, what else you trying to get onto, you know what I'm saying? I think that's how you can, you know what I'm saying, broaden that horizon.
Definitely gotta look at the analytics. I don't think that's something we've done.
The numbers are scary as shit, though. Don't get me wrong. Oh, my gosh. Numbers will be like, fuck, I don't want to do this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, pushing, that shit crazy.
Numbers, I hear you, though. It's just crazy. Especially when you talked about just saying the same topics over. Like, if we talk about rape one more time, I am going to pull my hair follicles
out.
A sexual assault. If we talk about a sexual assault.
As we have Uma Thurman on both of our lists.
Yeah. That's why I put why on the end of this motherfucker. Because I'm like, why did Uma Thurman come? I seen the headline. I was so lost. Uma Thurman finally comes out about Harvey Weinstein. Okay, we get it. Harvey Weinstein is a fucking pig. And the man probably should be put in jail. Or maybe not jail, or just put on some kind of blacklist. But I don't want to keep hearing stories about this motherfucker.
It's not about you, and it's not about him. It's about her. That's why she came out and said it.
Write a book. Write a memoir.
You gonna write a book?
Write a memoir. This is my thing. Are you saying you need to get this out, or you want the world to know?
She was ready to express it how she did, and however she did is however she wanted to do it. I'm sleep. That's how I feel.
I'm asleep. I'm just sick of hearing about Harvey Weinstein, man.
What do you think? Did you hear about this?
I haven't heard about this. I don't.
Uma Thurman just came out. I didn't even hear the whole details, but it was another Harvey Weinstein victim, and she finally decided to say something about it, and she went into details. I didn't read them all, like I said, but there's detailed accounts if you want to read it.
I don't really know too much about the situation, to be honest with you. I try not to pay attention to those situations too much because it's like always, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know. It's just like, you know, the crazy part is, and not to even try to change the subject, but I was just having this conversation with my sister, and one of my very, very close friends, and they, said pretty much white women are like the most privileged people ever. Like, white women are the most privileged people ever. Why? Because they are also considered a minority. And they're also considered a minority because they are women. Because
they're women.
So, at the end of the day, it's like, their privilege is beyond, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, like, what they can do, the power that they have, the amount of rights that they have, the amount of laws that cater to their needs is, like, you know what I'm saying? Ridiculous. And then, like, to see, like, all of these women who come out, and I do understand that this situation, this topic is so, so, so sensitive, and I pay my respects to anybody who ever, you know, is in this, ever gets in one of these situations. But it's like, all of these women who have came out, they came out like years after, you know what I'm saying? Like, some years decades, after, like, you know what I'm saying? Some after, and it's like, not even to say this in any kind of disrespect, I'm not trying to say any kind of disrespect, be disrespectful at all, but it's like, how much did you benefit from the situation that you stayed in? You know what I'm saying? Not the situation right. that happened, but how much did you benefit from the situation that you stayed in?
Was it really better for you to not say anything?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, to think about how, like, this Me Too movement is, you know, going around and everybody's going crazy over it. And it's like, you are kind of forgetting that a black woman actually started this. You know what I'm saying? Like, a black woman started this movement. Now it's just, you know, kind of Caucasian, like, you know what I'm saying? it's just different. So I don't know, like, I'm with you though. I'm with you, Marcus. Like, I'm over it too, for real.
Hey, my thing is, like I said, we said this before on the podcast, I'm like, I get it, things happened in the past. Now I want to talk about the future. What are we doing from now on? What are we going to tell young women from now on about how to who to watch out for? You know what I'm saying?
Well, no,
who to
not do business that. With. It's not, but even still,
we got to teach our young men too.
But it's not no watch out though. Like, it's not no watch out though. It's like, my guy, like, it's just straight perverts out here. It's straight people.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Who have mental conditions, mental illnesses. Like, we can be going to the gas station, my guy. Like, it's not no watch out. It's like, and for a woman to ever have to go down the street and watch out is some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't want to talk about
it. I'm never, like, trying to be watching out. Like, I want to live my life as free as you live in your life as a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to keep it on a level of what we talking about in, like, the Harvey Weinstein case. I don't want to go, like, as far as the walking down the streets, because that's like, you can't beat that. That's you know what I'm saying, everyday shit. You walk down the street, something can happen to you, so you can't really watch out for that. But, like, as far as knowing who you doing business with, people heard stuff about Harvey Weinstein
and they kept doing business with him anyway.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Sure, even if we didn't know, Hollywood knew. Fact. There were plenty of people coming out saying that, you know, we been new and yada yada. It's like, okay, so people were still doing business with him after and they kept going.
Yeah,
and let people know their worth, whether it's a young woman or even a young man. Let somebody know their worth, because you can't go into a situation thinking this right here is worth my mental state, or just, you know what I'm saying, like, this small role. Because if you're good at what you're doing, or if you really are consistent at what you're doing, or you're committed to what you're doing, you're going to get it.
Right.
You gonna get it no matter what. You just gotta stick with it. Fuck that opportunity. One door closed, another one gonna open. But it's, you gotta remember that. And
it's kind of bullshit too, all at the same time, because I'm gonna go back to that minority point, is that we are women. We are women, and every day as women, we have to be 10 times better, work 10 times harder, move 10 times smarter to get where we're trying to go. You know what I mean? We can't slip up. When we slip up, it's a problem. You hear me? Like, that sets us back. Even though we fucked up, but we still where we are, we're still looked at differently. You know what I'm saying? So I think as women, especially in a world that they are in, you know what I mean? They're in a white, Jewish, you know, Hollywood media kind of world. And as women, when we get somewhere and we get in a position and we see lights, we see cameras, we see action, whatever it may be, you know, some of us pretty much want to stay there. We don't want to see the life that we used to live. We love this life, or we like what comes with it. You know what I mean? The access to go here, the access to go to the Oscars, you know, fucking Harvey was taking me to the Oscars, taking me to the Grammys, you know what I'm saying? Taking me to see MTV, you know what I'm saying? I was at the Playboy Mansion, you know what I'm saying? Chilling with the bunnies. Like, fuck no, I'm not telling nothing, you know? So it's more of like us. I think sometimes as women, we have just a mindset as like we settle. Like, we just settle because I can't really explain.
That's what it seemed like most of them did. Help me out here, bro. That's what it seemed like most of them did. Because you see, like, the two big names that I'm thinking about that came out and said something was Rose McGowan and Uma Thurman. How many movies have they been in and kept being in?
Yeah, like
that.
Yeah.
You saw Harvey Weinstein as the executive producer on.
So it's like trying to not lose that position we work so hard for. It's always in the back of our brains, like always fucking with us. So it's like, damn, I worked this hard. Like, I can't let this man take this from me. Like, it's like, right. We got this pride thing as women. You know what I'm saying? We Mother Nature, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really, it's just like a,
see, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong for this, but I feel like it's a double standard. Because I'm thinking, like, imagine Phil Jackson, who was probably one of the greatest coaches to ever live in basketball history. He fucked with Jordan, and he fucked with Kobe. Groomed both of them young niggas. What if we found out Phil Jackson was sexually assaulting Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant?
He made them the athletes.
That's what I'm saying. We'd be like, yo, Phil got that magic dick, doggy.
Oh,
no.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yo. No. What if we found this out?
This is POC that I do not put this message.
The LeVar last podcast.
Yo. Nobody would be mad at Phil.
No. Everybody
we'd be mad at him. But you
what
know what?
Mean?
You
everybody
know what?
Would.
We'd be mad at Phil, but not as much as we would be mad at, what's the guy's name? Penn
Bill
State
Cosby?
Guy. No, Penn
oh,
State dude.
We was just letting him go for a sec. We just let Cosby go.
Oh, you brought up Cosby. No, you just, motherfucker.
I can't.
Cosby out here doing comedy again, man. Leave him alone. Yeah, he's trying to get back, man.
Damn comedy.
Yes, he is. Yo, there's a comedy set out there that Cosby just did.
That ain't him.
He ain't talking about none of this shit, though. He's talking about his family. That's it.
He can't even talk, can he?
Yeah, he can talk. He just blind. He can't see.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
This nigga need to let it go like Stevie Wonder. Fuck you talking about? He still got them damn dreads. All y'all need to let it go.
Listen, man. I seen Stevie do 4.5 hours on stage, man. He can keep them dreads as long as he can keep doing that. As long as he can keep doing that shit, man.
I let that shit go. Everybody needs to sit down. No.
Shit is crazy, man. But yeah, man. That shit is crazy. Y'all hear about that Troy Ave shit?
Troy
Ave.
What was that song?
I don't fucking know. Actually, you know what's crazy? I can't name a Troy Ave song.
No,
I
can't.
Heard a bunch
of them. It's a song I like, I'm telling you, but I don't know.
He has a bunch of songs. I can't name one off the back right now.
Y'all banging with that new Drake. What's it called? What's it called?
God's Plan.
It's all right. I'm tired of hearing it already. But
it's
I heard it a
favorite
lot.
Favorite Drake song, but I like it.
No, but listen, Troy Ave. Y'all know Text On.
No.
Y'all don't know Text On?
I need to find
Troy. Oh my God, what's going on here, man?
I can't get with these whack ass rappers.
No, these niggas ain't rappers. Well, Troy is a rapper.
He
a rapper from Brooklyn, but Text On is a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, that song, All About the Money, that shit. But he Text On got arrested for a shooting that happened. He's shooting at Troy Ave and
the first time?
Huh?
The first time he was performing?
It was after a T.I. concert. It was like after a T.I. concert in Brooklyn or New York somewhere.
Okay, yeah.
And somebody shot at at Troy Ave, and his bodyguard ended up dying.
Jeez.
So, yeah, that happened. And then, you know what I'm saying, Text On was still doing, and it's crazy. I heard that he might have been caught up in that by some people that actually know him, but he didn't get arrested for months, and then he finally got booked for it. So now, long story short, Troy Ave is talking about standing on trial, being on the stand, testifying against Text On.
Oh,
Basically, Troyette is snitching on Textone. Now, this is my thing.
Wow.
I'm a regular guy. You shoot at me, I'm snitching. My homie died, all this shit, I'm snitching on you. This guy's a rapper. Oh, he's talking all this thug shit. All this drug dealing shit. All this killer shit. And you about to go snitch on this man?
Took a plea. You tripping.
This the thing, though. Who took a plea? Troyev? He wasn't in jail.
But they was going to say something. They was going to do something. Like something.
If he didn't testify against the guy that shot at him?
Something. Yes, he knows something. Like,
it gotta be.
But this is my thing. That's even more bitch made. But it's my thing. Like, you talk all this shit and you going to snitch on this man when you already had beef with him. So we're not going to act like Textone or whoever shot the gun just came out of nowhere and was doing this. Y'all had an ongoing beef. It was known throughout the hood.
But was it a gun beef?
It was a beef.
It escalated, so now he's scared. He's telling. Like, fuck it. That's what he felt.
That couldn't have been the first time it got to that level. He did that in a public place.
Right.
Yeah, nah.
You killed my bodyguard. If my bodyguard can't live, then I can't. I'm telling. You got to go. Yeah. You got to go. Like, that's probably what his mentality
is. Again, I'm a comedian, so I'm telling. I'm going to be on that stand with the nicest suit I can find, and I'm going to tell on you. But this nigga is a gangster rapper.
Yo, the crazy part is, though, I feel like we got to be put in that situation to do some big wild shit like that.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, even though he, you know what I'm saying, let's just think, and this may be also me watching too many movies type shit, but let's just say Troy do snitch on Taxon, right? And as you know, Tax don't get, you know, he go to jail, whatever, woo woo, and boom. Now Troy out here, you know, he got run for his life for the rest of his life. You know what I'm saying? And then he got Tax on, right, like, nigga, I shot once, nigga, I got shooters again. You know what I'm saying? What's the difference of you sending me here? I'm still gonna make it happen. Or at the end of the day, you gonna meet me here trying to defend yourself. So boom, either way, I'm gonna find your ass, I'm gonna see your ass again. Like, so what's the shit's still gonna continue? The beef not gonna happen. So the crazy part is, I don't think there's no solution to this problem. So these two young men who are making thousands of dollars, you know, weekly, monthly, however it looks, and we over here broke, over here fighting and playing with guns like some dumbasses.
Right.
So at the end of the day, they both dumb as shit. They both stupid as shit. They both fucked up a great opportunity they might have had.
Oh,
and
yeah.
At the end of the day, I hope, you know what I'm saying, I hope they learn something from this shit, because this is bullshit.
Especially Tex. Like, Tex was already a jail nigga. He found an opportunity that nobody gets. Became one of the biggest podcasters out here.
Stupid.
Messed it up. I mean, and this is my thing, though. And again, I don't live that life. I'm not in the hood doing hood shit. So I don't live by that code.
Mm-hmm.
I would be telling. But he's, quote unquote, lives by that code. So do you know that they got Textone's fingerprints on the gun, on the butt of the gun, on the top of the gun, meaning he loaded the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You got that. So they don't need your testimony. Yeah, they don't need you, brother. We already got him. It's just we want to add this to make sure he go away. Make sure he's away for a while. I don't know.
I'd be a spy nigga. I don't know if I snitch. I don't know if, you know what I'm saying. I would try to, like, sit down and have a conversation. I was trying to sit down and have a conversation and see what I can get out of it first. Like, I was
with Tex?
Yeah, I was trying to, like, milk a whole cow. You know what I'm saying?
Had that shit on TV and shit?
No, like, not even that. Like, I would just find a way to milk the cow. Like, I would find a way to get my kid.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, have it in my cake, too. Like, just figure out how to make it work for me. You know, situation, so everybody around me can eat. Everybody around me, you know what I'm saying, is good. Everybody around me know that you a bitch ass, whatever.
Right.
But at the same time, like, you working for me now, or you moving for me now, or, you know what I'm saying, something. Like, I'm gonna get me. That shit's me.
Yeah.
It was like a snitching too easy. Yeah. Just like letting them off.
Right.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Do a little bit. Make a little
bit.
Because
he's going to do his time. He's going to come back and then.
Yeah.
Hopefully he come back. Who knows how long he's going to be away.
Oh, my situation going to be fucked up. So why not make that nigga dance for a second?
No, right. But you had a point, though. If you want some shit and you not the G that you say you are, and you sick of this motherfucker shooting at you, you going to make sure you go away for a while. So, I mean, hey.
Could be it.
Who knows? But yeah,
do you know who's performing for the halftime?
Justin Timberlake.
I wanted to bring this up today, not because he's performing, but because he's performing, that makes sense.
We should be with just, he about to drop an album.
He did drop an album.
Oh, he did drop an album.
Why? Where's Janet?
Oh my
where,
God.
Where's Janet?
April, are you serious?
All I'm saying is, where is Janet?
Janet Jackson, April.
Justice for Janet.
Janet Jackson, April. Let's talk about who we've had over the last few years. I'm not going to go as far back as since Janet. I'm sure you're going to Google the shit. But let's talk about the last few years. We had Bruno Mars. We had Beyonce. Mm-hmm. We had motherfucking... Katie wasn't Perry. Bruno Mars and Beyonce 2 years
and
in a motherfucking
Missy
Elliott,
row? Though, so why not?
What happened?
We had Katy Perry and Missy Elliott.
Was that in the same year?
Yeah, Missy Elliott was like, she did her little, Missy gonna put it down, and then Katy Perry came back. Like, it was a little halftime to the halftime.
This is my thing, man. Katy Perry had a year. When they added it,
she
that
did,
was her year.
She came out with the fireworks that thing with Juicy J. No, it was a song with Juicy J that popped. Whatever it was. Anyway, that's not what this is not what this is about.
Why isn't Janet Jackson?
I need somebody to apologize to my girl. And why is Justin Timberlake not scrutinized for it, but Janet Jackson is still out here?
Who is scrutinizing Janet Jackson for that city?
Everybody.
Who? People still talking about this shit?
Maybe not now, but she was talked about for a while.
For a long time. And he wasn't. He's the one who did it. It was his song, his performance.
Okay, listen. I understand. It's fucked up that back in the day, people weren't. But come on, we talking about the same time period where fucking Ben Affleck grabbed a titty on national TV and called it a day. Like, nobody said shit.
This is a real live come up for Justin Timberlake. He's performing in 2018. This is a really crucial year.
He's still dropping good music, everything. Though.
You can't fuck up in 2018. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to do something right in 2018. So for this guy to be performing in the Super Bowl in 2018 is really big. Knowing everything that's going on with the NFL, knowing everything that he can jeopardize, knowing everything that's been going on, talked about amongst all the hip-hop community that he is involved with, honestly, truly, like, this is really big for Justin Timberlake. So at the end of the day, this could really truly make or break his career. So he's about to eat crazy. He's about to eat crazy.
His album is going to do numbers after the night, probably.
Like, he's about to eat crazy, like.
No, I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm just saying, have you heard Justin Timberlake's last two albums?
Yeah. I don't even listen to the guy.
They were amazing. They were amazing. Dog. Have you heard Janet Jackson's last two albums?
Yes, I have.
Shit, I went to go see Janet, though, like, in November.
When was
I
that?
I really have.
When did they come out?
She came out with the joint with No Sleep with J. Cole. That was a whole, she came out a whole album.
When did
that
come
out? It was called Janet. It was just Janet. That was the album.
When did that come out?
I don't remember. It was like 2 years ago or something like that.
But nobody heard that. People heard it. I'm not going to say nobody heard it. People heard it. Janet got her fan base still. I'm not saying she's whack. I'm just saying nobody's trying to hear it.
She just went on tour. You tripping. She went on tour and sold out every show.
So did Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Amazing.
They can't sing no more.
Whatever you say, you can't say nobody want to hear if they're selling out shows.
But this is my thing. If you want to talk about who's about to do it, a halftime show. Yeah, they can.
Want Janet instead. I'm just upset that it's Justin. There's plenty of people that it could be. It's so many people it could be.
That's fucked up. Justin is out here working, man. That's
fucked up. Yes, he is. Congratulations to him still. But I think it was a corny decision.
They did invite Jay-Z, and Jay-Z turned it down, though.
Yeah.
Didn't
want to do it. Yeah. There you go.
Good for him. Good for him.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Even Bette Midler agrees.
Who?
If a white woman agrees, then I think we right.
Time out. See, who is that? I don't even know who that is.
I forgot. How old are you? You might be too young. I don't even know who that Miller is.
Oh, you're like a year older than me. Who are you talking about?
A year.
2 years.
Thank you.
2 years older than me. Who's Bette Midler? You don't know.
Old lady. Old
you
lady.
Don't even
an
know who she
lady.
Is.
I don't know
you
if she
talking
used to be in
bullshit.
Movies. She had music. Oh, right. She was a lady
Hocus
Pocus.
Which one?
Yeah.
It was an old lady.
No, she was the
movies.
Main lady.
The red lady. Yeah. Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Shout outs to her.
She said, the Super Bowl is just inescapable. So how about some justice for Janet while we're talking about the Super Bowl? 14 years is a long time for someone to wait for a real apology and a long time for a talented woman to be out in the cold.
Time out. All right, give me something
that's
here.
That's a good one.
Give me something here. Just humor me for a second. What the
fuck? In
14
years, that's crazy.
Who do they want an apology from? Justin Timberlake?
Just in general, just acknowledge the fact that...
No, but who's going to give it?
The NFL can give it.
Yeah, the NFL can definitely give it.
The one that's hiring Justin Timberlake.
So wait, All right, so again, just hear me out for a second.
Or Justin can have the balls as a man and just, you know, put something on Twitter like everyone else does and say, you know, I'm excited that I'm, you know, doing my thing, performing tonight, woo-woo, but just know I'm doing this one for Janet Jackson.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So I mean, I feel like he shouldn't have to do it for Janet. I feel like he shouldn't have to. Justin, he's been doing whatever he's been doing. Janet's been doing whatever she's been doing. Granted, yes, somebody should apologize. I feel like it would be Justin.
But the first time he got one.
But
stage,
I also feel like they might have planned that. So, who knew?
That's a fact. They could have planned it.
Yeah, definitely. But the backlash, like, only came down on Janet.
So,
yeah.
Who do you want to apologize? The people? You don't want Roger Goodell to apologize. You want the people to apologize.
I think we just want acknowledgement. Fuck that. It don't even gotta be apologies. Just right. Acknowledgement. Just give my man a commercial or something. Like, doing a halftime show or do something. Like, do something. I don't know.
People were going as far as saying bring her out as a special guest. Yeah. I don't think he need to do all
no, because they're going to be scared to say he's going to come out again. That's, yo, that is a, you know, that is a,
that's
I'm
what
telling
people
you.
Thinking, and that's the problem.
That
look
right
at you.
There. That
this
right
is
there.
The problem.
You can't troll people like that. Janet Jackson just walking out on stage like, hey, guys, remember me from last time? Titties just bouncing and shit.
Oh,
they're going to be scared. Like, oh, shit, is going to come out again? They're going to be scared. People are going to be afraid. You know how many children, you know how many white people were so scared for their children?
Why are they afraid when Janet Jackson walk on stage, but Justin Timberlake about to frolic across the stage?
Because Justin Timberlake ain't pull his pants
Nobody's
down.
Nobody's scared. Justin Timberlake pull his titty out.
Okay, so keep all the titties away from Justin.
Oh, so my
God. What you want me to... Just keep, like, put him up there by himself. I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know, man. I don't know who you want an apology for. I get what you're saying, though. Janet needs some kind of... If it wasn't planned, Janet needs some kind of retribution. And we don't know that Justin didn't apologize to her.
That's
from
true.
Behind the scenes. We don't
That's
know he true. Didn't go, yo, my fault. Went too wild. Thought I was... I didn't know I had the shit hooked. And then it came out. Didn't know. Whatever. Whatever the apology may be. But I just don't feel like we should be like, damn, why Justin back? It's like, shit, he making music. And it's, I didn't hear the album, but the album was probably dope. Justin dropped a good album last
night. We listened to a couple songs last night, I think. Whenever it was. We listened to a couple songs. It was alright. It just sounded like Justin Timberlake. There was two songs that I can say that I
it
like.
It just
sounded
like Justin Timberlake. I don't know what does that even mean?
It. Like, watch the Super Bowl. Watch the halftime show.
Oh, man.
You'll figure it out.
I'm gonna listen
to
it.
You can't do too much new music though, because people are gonna tune out. And I still think
that's true.
I just think also it just sucks because the fact that they picked the guests before the teams, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like if they wait to pick the guests with to match this kind of teams that's playing, I think that also will fit the amount of people that's well. You know
right.
Saying? Like,
if
yo,
they doing that,
tune into this shit for
right.
real. Like, this is my team. They got my player. They got my performance coming.
I'd be mad if they did
nobody
that this year.
Nobody from Philly wanted to come down Justin Timberlake.
I'd be mad if they did that this year because we would want to see Meek up there and it wouldn't happen.
Oh, because
he
love.
Booked. It wouldn't happen like that. But who else would they put up there if they was to do that? Who else could they put up there?
Don't nobody from Philly here.
Chill Moody.
Hey,
Chill Moody could do it. No, he ain't that big. But he nice, though. Shout out to Chill Moody. Shout out to Sean Smith, too. Sean Smith can
we can
do
get
it.
We can get Pink out there.
Pink from Philly?
Are you funny?
Wait, talk about Pink from Philly?
She yeah. from Delaware County or something like that.
Oh, she from the county. That don't count.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah. They all say they from Philly. Come on. Tina Fey says she from Philly. She from Upper Darby.
Hey, shout out to Tina Fey. I ain't
See,
mad at
her. See,
but you
shit. Shout out Tina Fey out.
I mean, come on. You're the Upper Darby. That's right there. Yo, I ain't mad at her. Shout out to Tina Fey, man. She out here working. We can rap Tina Fey. She can get that. She from West Philly. To give it that. Slide
she did
it. She get a West Philly tag. Huh?
She came back to SNL last night to do a little Super Bowl skit. It was
oh,
actually
the
funny. They made it like a historical joke, so they went back to the 1700s and referenced how New England had won a bunch of wars back in or battles back in that time and made it a whole Patriots thing. It was pretty funny.
That's dope.
But y'all want to hear from Will Smith?
Yo,
like
first
a performance?
Of all,
performing what?
DJ.
Nah. Him and Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah.
I think I could do a Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff performance at a halftime show. First of all, that might happen. Because Will Smith, yo, I've been telling people,
I
dog.
I love his Instagram.
Dog, Will Smith just became the god of Instagram.
Oh, my
that
God.
That quick.
Yes.
Just making one.
Follow him. Like, and it's he is the epitome of someone who uses the product for what it's for. You know what I'm saying? Like, he uses Instagram for what it is. He's the celebrity that showed you the life in a great way. Like, he showed you, like, what he's doing, but explaining it. He showed you, like,
with his wife.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even, like, a showing off. Like, it's literally, like, yo, like, this is what I'm doing. Like, I'm doing this, and I'm explaining why I'm doing this.
I forget who I was talking to. I was saying, people from Philly never felt this close to Will Smith as they do right now.
Because
you see him now every day. You don't before this, you never really knew about Will Smith. It was just right. You knew what he just done, and that's it.
And that's why he's where he is, though. And I don't fault him for that either. Because sometimes you gotta, you know what I'm saying, be an introvert just to make it happen.
To climb up, man. Yeah. And then show him what you're doing.
Yeah. And now he got 2-3 grown-ass kids. You know what I'm saying? Him and his wife, good. Right. Like, they chilling. Like, they all make their own money. You know what I'm saying?
Right. All of them.
Like, they don't have to worry about nothing now. Everything.
Definitely. Shout-outs to them, man. Yeah. Yo, I was watching something the other day, right? Me and my lady watched something on Netflix. It's about food. Like, how fucked up food is. I hate watching shit like this because it makes me not want to eat shit. So, I seen it. The first episode was about honey. Already, I'm not eating honey no more. Right? Oh,
man. I don't want to know about it. I like honey.
No, I'm going to let you know because you need to know.
I'm going to still have it anyway. I don't care.
I'm proud of you. Keep on it. Listen. No, listen. I found out most of the honey that's out here, most of it ain't even really honey. It ain't even really honey because we get most of our honey imported from China. But we use, I can't remember the numbers, we use much more honey than what's actually able to be produced by bees.
I believe that, because we kill bees.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So it's like...
Yeah, that makes sense.
China's making some kind of substance that has the same consistency and a similar taste. And they ship that to us.
Well, they're doing a good damn job.
Fuck that. I stopped eating. I stopped fucking with it, man. I might go to Trader Joe's or some shit if they got the real shit, but I don't know.
I can't stop fucking with it. And then I would say... for people who are bougie eaters, you can try to eat raw organic honey. That's what I choose to eat.
I don't even know if I trust it. Because it's like y'all selling it. So what if we demanded more honey than what y'all can produce? How you going to keep giving it to us? Keep going to raw and organic, whatever you call it?
Basically.
I don't trust nobody, man. I don't trust none of this food shit. The FDA is shifty.
I feel like, yeah, food is definitely, you know what I'm saying, very sneaky nowadays. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got to watch what you eat. But I think it's important that we are now, you know what I'm saying, thinking about watching what we eat. I think that's super dope. You know what I'm saying? Especially us, because we're still young. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much we call ourselves old, you know what I'm saying? We're still young. So, like, watching what we eat is very imperative because, like, that's just looking at, like, our parents and our grandparents. Like, their health is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? They popping animals. You know, popping pills. I mean, like animals, I should say, because they still eating animals and shit. So, it's like, yo, like, now that we, like,
you vegetarian? About it,
no, I'm a pescatarian. I still eat seafood.
Weird.
No chicken, though.
Shit, they say seafood got fucking mercury in it, man. You can't trust shit.
Can't trust shit out here, man. I agree with you, still fucked up.
I mean, I feel like you don't eat no meat at all. You got that vibe, like nothing that used to have eyes or nothing.
So, I'm a fat girl at heart, honestly.
Okay.
I eat everything, but I'm transitioning into eating healthier, I would say. I'm eating healthier and watching what I eat. But I'm done with the pork. I'm done with the beef. It's the chicken and turkey and the seafood that's like still getting me. I love me some seafood. So
hey.
I'm a fat girl at heart, but I'm definitely watching what I eat because, I mean, our health is very important. We are in our bodies all day, 365, 24/7. So you just think about like what are you intaking in your body? And then that's going to allow it to overflow outside of you. You know what I'm saying? Like the energy that you give off to people. The smell that you give off to people. POC had an experience where somebody's like, you smell like you don't eat meat.
Somebody definitely told me that. Like, I was like, what? Somebody,
smell like you don't eat meat?
Somebody gave me a hug like,
yo, is that the new pickup line?
It gotta be.
Come right up on a sister. Dying, that's how you come at a natural sister right there. Excuse me. Oh, sis, you smell like you only use the finest of shea butters. Something like that. Oh, man. Think about it, guys. Think about it. You got to come at natural sisters different. You can't just walk up with
me. That is a fact, though. You can't. I ain't gonna hold you.
Because they'll hit you with some shit that W.E. Du Bois said, and you be fucked up for days. Like, you know what? Never mind.
It's a difference in the confidence level, honestly. And I'm not throwing no shade to, you know, the women who wear, you know, weave or anything like that. But I feel like women who wear their natural hair are 10 times more confident with themselves, you know what I'm saying? Who are able to deal with their insecurities, even though, you know what I'm saying, you may still have insecurities as a natural system, but you're able to deal with them because, you know what I'm saying, you're organic, you know what I'm saying? You still have to look at yourself naturally. So
right.
It's just a confidence energy booster, in my opinion. Shout out to all the natural sisters. Keep it going, shape.
Not
up to
the hand clap.
All the natural sisters out there, man. Comment below. You listening right now, comment below, you know what I'm saying? What you using to keep that hair popping, you know what I'm saying? That kiss, that smooth skin. Comment below right now. Let us know what you wearing, what you doing, what you smelling like. Definitely.
Definitely.
Most definitely. Yeah,
what
man.
What you think?
What I think about what? Oh, about that? Oh, yeah. I mean, I ain't got nothing else. What you got on
there? I had a couple of things, but not like a lot. Something. I did.
Because that right there, that shit was crazy. I seen that earlier, that Amtrak shit.
I just wanted to touch on it. I didn't know a lot of details, but there was a crash. Amtrak crashed today in South Carolina.
Okay.
Two people died. 116 people were injured. And the two people that died were the engineer and the conductor.
Mm. Crash with a freight train.
Mm.
Yeah, they crashed with a freight train. So it was an Amtrak passenger train that crashed with a freight train.
Was it a malfunction on the train?
They don't know any details. All they said was the investigation was going to take 12 to 18 months.
Listen, man, Amtrak just had a crash a couple months ago.
Right.
And they just had one before that 2 years ago.
And then they just have a bomb on one of the Amtrak trains recently in the past couple years?
I don't know, but don't tell me no shit like that. I don't never catch me on a motherfucking Amtrak train again. No, don't tell me no shit like that.
You can't say bomb lightly.
You can't even really be too safe out here though, because everything happens on a plane. Everything can happen on a bus, on a train. So it doesn't even matter how you're being transported. It's just the simple fact that if it's your time to go. I mean, everybody got an expiration date. I'm just saying.
But I just feel like it's everything you just said.
I just feel like it's
harmony to God.
It's a lot less niggas willing to do suicide bombs than there are niggas just willing to put a bag on the train and leave. Yeah. Somebody can do that with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas ain't trying to get on a plane and go down with it. Some are.
With that Amtrak situation, though, honestly, yo, like, now that I'm thinking about, like, me in 2018 and, you know what I'm saying, bringing it up, because I didn't even hear about it yet, but just thinking about it as y'all was talking, it's like, yo, it's a balance. I feel like nowadays it's a balance. Everything is 50-50 when it comes to, like, robots and computers and technology and actual human beings. So, like, with that Amtrak shit, you know what I'm saying, it's like 50%, you know what I'm saying, humans actually working, and 50% computer. So even though there's an engineer and a conductor on that motherfucker, they still want a computer moving it. You know what I'm saying? They're not really in that junk driving, boom, 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 starting their engines. Fuck no, they tapping that computer, that motherfucker coming on. You know what I'm saying? Even us getting into our cars nowadays, our cars are computers. You know what I'm saying?
Everything's
like 50% us driving, 50% that motherfucker could turn off.
Right.
You know, they got the cars now, they boom, 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 the motherfucker just turn off literally in the middle of the street because you're too close to another.
Shit, I'm not thankful because I'd be like tailgating somebody. Somebody is controlling your shit. I want the Tesla, but I don't want to be riding one day and I'd be like, yo, all right, buddy, get off right here. Why we ain't getting off?
Siri.
Like, who do you talk to? There you go. At that point, who do I call? Start calling everybody. Siri, Alexa, shit, fucking Jobs, nigga. Who's in here?
Slow the fuck down.
Ash Jeeves, who's in this motherfucker?
Shit, so like, that shit's scary that it's too much. For me, I just feel like it's too much 50-50. I need a 70-30. Like, I want to be more in control than, like, my technology or my car or my fucking train I'm in right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we get on SEPTA, I don't think they even driving. I feel like the man just be, like, out the window.
That's all they do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just straight head out the window tilt with the tilt. Like,
only thing
no,
them guys do is
get
make
your
sure
ass and pay attention.
Like, only thing they do is make sure nobody holding up the train. They look
you know
out
what
the
I'm
window.
Saying? Like,
yo, get out the way.
You know what I'm saying? So that shit's scary.
Beat the horn
so.
A little
yeah,
bit.
Push the button. All right, we out.
Because let's just say one day, you know what I'm saying, that track don't feel like going to the I'm sorry, that track don't feel like going to the left. You know what I'm saying? Like, and boom, we in a situation on SEPTA. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So
there was just a situation on SEPTA. One of the I think it was a Norristown high speed line was coming in too fast and they it was no, it was the L. It was either Norristown high speed line.
Oh,
or
the L. I remember
and
that. That was
into a
last year
L train. My mom was on it.
Damn.
So it's a, it's
she
a,
okay?
Yeah, she good. Oh, she good.
She about to get that money.
They, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she good. She good.
She gotta get that check.
She good.
I love you, mom.
No, no, no. Time out, time out, time out.
I love you, too.
Time out. She not good. She's at home in agony right now. She's not good. She's not good at all.
Right, right. No, her neck, everything.
All that shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All that shit hurt, man.
Don't mind us.
All that shit.
You play too much.
But she's good. At, her spirit is good. That's what it is.
That's what I meant.
She's keeping her spirit. Up, man.
But I mean, yeah. Technology is always going to have its malfunctions, just like humans can have their malfunctions as well.
That's
like, we can sleep you on the road driving like 3 hours
be
and like fall
here,
asleep
man.
On the road. So it's just like anything can happen. I don't know. They got this new robot, I guess.
The sex bots? That's what you're talking about.
Man. I was
oh, man,
about
this
that.
Going, oh, I mean, he said the new robot. I was like, that's what you're talking about? Oh, them
motherfuckers.
Let one of them motherfuckers
though.
Malfunction
yeah,
on your
like
ass.
You with that? You with that?
Hell
that's
no, I ain't with no dick.
Right?
This is my
why
thing.
You brought it up, right?
Want one.
Yeah, this is my
one.
Thing. No, I don't.
Right, that one. They like, getting, yeah, me and my girl went to this store. We went to this store, that store, and that store. Huh?
I think they should have kept it at the blow
up
dog.
Yeah.
Right. We did all these stores looking for sex bots. I personally feel like they should have kept it at a blow up dog. Because the more advanced they make these things, next thing you know, the sex bot going to be nagging you. The sex bot going to be wanting to want you to take it out. We can't have sex right now too many times. It's like, what the fuck? I paid for this shit. So I don't know, man.
There's a show like that out. It's called Humans. I've been watching it on Amazon Prime. I don't know if it's anywhere else, but
you telling your secrets, April?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, look, yeah, take yeah. take a stroll through April's browser history, man. Oh my god,
it's not about the okay. the porn.
Damn, April, I ain't know what that kind of show tonight.
Yeah.
You know.
Late nights with you.
Right, right. Real shit, real
and
shit.
And we feeling pressure. We might got to tell our website. So, yeah,
it was basically that. Like, they're called synthetics, but they look exactly like us, and they just don't have any feelings. But they walk around. We use them for jobs and shit like that. Like, it's supposed to be futuristic like that. And, I mean, mm-hmm. shows like that, it come from an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So,
definitely.
Like Black Mirror.
There's a robot. We talked about her before. A robot named Sophia.
That's who I was talking about.
She's
and like, now she's taking selfies and stuff.
She's a citizen. Yeah.
Sophia gonna be a sex bot one day. When she find herself and really get, you know what I'm saying? Really find herself in her sexuality and kind of get into her body. Sophia gonna be a sex bot one day, man.
Yo.
She got
oh
a citizenship now. And she gonna want something one day. You. Trust
she
me.
Want a family. She want.
There you
she
go. Want it's gonna start out with her wanting a family. Then she gonna experience sex. And she's gonna be like, you know what? I could just keep doing this without the commitment.
You know what this reminds me of? The movie I, Robot. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
With Will Smith.
Yeah.
That was I, Robot.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like all of these movies are kind of like a message for how the future is evolving.
Yeah.
Honestly,
real people write them.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out why we acting like we haven't seen this. Like, y'all gonna keep making robots after we watched our robot? Y'all just gonna keep doing
right,
this?
Right.
We seen how this went already. What are y'all doing?
Right.
Y'all gave
it
this,
well.
Y'all gave this chick citizenship? We didn't see how this went before? I don't know, man. I don't know. But,
I have a question before we wrap up, though. I really want to know y'all opinion about it because I kind of talked about it today on my show as well. And I appreciate you guys once again for inviting me through.
Absolutely.
You already know. Thank you for coming
down. But yeah, so Black Panther coming out, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody talking
got my
about
tickets.
It. Everybody hype. You even got your tickets, all that. Everybody talking about it, right? So my mind, I'm always thinking too far. I'm too deep, right? So Black Panther, boom. We hype. Why? Because it's a predominantly black cast, a black producer, a writer, black director, right?
Kendrick doing the music,
oh, yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just straight black. We loving black excellence all the way around. I'm loving the black excellence about it too as well, right? But boom. Let's think about it on this flip side. It's still a Marvel comic, which is has been written by a white Jewish male. It is still owned, every bit of it down to the last cent, by Walt Disney, which are owned by several white people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sit on the board of with several white people. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, once all said and done, the show comes out, billions and billions of dollars it creates, it's how is it going to get back to us who actually supported it and gave it that billions and billions of dollars? Isn't it just like buying Jordans? Like, what the fuck is the difference? Like, yes, it's black owned. Michael Jordan is the one to actually make the shoe. He's black as fuck. So why are we mad that his black ass is getting the money? But at the end of the day, it's the Black Panther situation. Is like, I'm pissed off about the Jordan situation. I'm just giving my example, by the way. But at the end of the day, it's like with the Black Panther situation, it's still going to go back to the Marvel guy who actually, I don't know his name, who actually wrote the Black Panther comic. And it's actually still going to go back to Walt Disney's pockets, who's going to be billions of dollars in their pockets once again, which is going to be billions of dollars in their pockets once again. So it's just like, I want to support. I am going to support because I fuck with the black excellence of it all. But at the same time, it's still like bullshit because it's like, yeah, my man, me, we spent rent money on that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I paid money for all three of my kids to go see that movie. You know what I'm saying? Right, so it's just like, you know what I'm saying? So it still frustrates me, but I want to know how y'all feel about it, though.
I understand the bullshit of it all, but I wouldn't compare it to the Jordan situation just because that's a soul person getting it.
That's not a soul person.
Well, not like that, but Jordan is the one guy representing. When this movie, we got a bunch of people representing, and it's a movie. So if this movie does well, then other people are going to look at these actors like, hey, I want them in this movie, in this movie, in this movie. We're going to have more black people on our screens because this is what we're demanding. This is where the popularity is at. No matter who's dishing it out, like, we still get to see it on our screens.
I mean, that's facts, but I just think we need more. I just want us to own the content. My point was just saying that we need to own the content. Like, for example, when you get on stage, you own your content. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one, like, how people get mad when Kevin Hart get his jokes written for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't necessarily own that. Somebody wrote that for him. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like with the Black Panther movies, like, at the end of the day, we don't own that content. We don't own that royalty. We don't own any part of it. All we did was, you know what I'm saying? Even when, you know, what's his name? Ryan Coogler. Even when Ryan Coogler, being the director, even being a co-writer on it, he still had to run everything past the guy to be like, yo, is this okay if I change this? Right. Is this okay if I flip this? Is this okay if I say this? Is this okay if I take this out? Is this okay if I do this? Is this okay? Like, what the fuck, nigga? No. Like, so at the end of the day, like, yeah, he directed it. He co-wrote, you know, he was a co-writer on it, but it's still like, that's still not his movie. You know what I'm saying? Versus like a Fruitvale Station. Am I saying that right?
Fruitvale
Station. That's his shit. You know what I'm saying? Creed is not his, but yeah, I feel like he had more creative control over there. So I just think it's just a little different.
This is my thing. I think you're right where it's not what people think it is. People are kind of running around like we recycling the black dollar here or something like that.
We don't think
for 1 second that what we're doing here is benefiting our community at all. It's just another movie. But what we should be excited for is the representation. The fact that we get to see this movie and you see so many strong black actors, so many good black, we ain't got no corny people in here that's just in here for comic relief. Mm-hmm. Great black actors and actresses all throughout this movie. So, I mean, I think that's something we should all be excited for. And the fact that they getting paid. Like she said, they're going to keep getting paid, too, if this movie does really well. Gets a fucking, like, imagine that Marvel movie getting Action of the Year, whatever the fuck they give out at the Oscars.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be dope, especially that movie getting that. So, I mean, I think that's a good look. It's definitely the representation of something we should be looking at. And, all that.
And I don't want to keep dragging on, but I really do think it's just like an illusion of inclusion. It just gives us, like, you know what I'm saying, a way to make us feel like we are part of that shit, honestly. But I do agree with you. You know what I'm saying? I do agree with you. Like, I want them to win. I want, you know what I'm saying, my black sisters, my black brothers, all of them who are a part of this project to do their fucking thing. I want them to milk this cow, honestly, as much as they can. Don't get me wrong. And I'm excited to you know what I'm saying, like, to if I ever get a chance to hear or see the conversations with the white families, they're going to explain. You know what I'm saying? They've been watching these, you know, straight white Caucasian flat out. Now everybody gonna come to school, you know what I'm saying, with the book bag. I hope they bless us with the book bags next fall and everything. Shit. Right. Those we get the book bag with the Black Panther character.
First of all,
that.
Did you see the Black Panther Halloween shit? Saying? Black Panther been lit for a minute. They had the Halloween costumes lit.
Nah, but I'm talking about them Jones looking like Lupita. You hear me? Oh. Like them Jones looking straight black characters, you know what I'm saying? Like we get the book bag straight black with it. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I'm looking for. So right. I hope they bless us with that. So those conversations that, you know what I'm saying, they go to my Kmart, Walmart, be like, mommy, I want this one. Like, nah, we gonna get this Superman John over here. Like, those gonna be great conversations. Like, I'm ready for that change. Like, I'm happy that that's coming.
Definitely.
Yeah, root for everybody.
Root for everybody. That's real shit. And I mean, I guess we can remember at the end of the day is affirmative action was just having one black guy in the room. All they did was add a few more black people. Don't think that anything's changed.
But I think also it's just like how you said, it's the representation too, because
we need that
of the culture, the arts, from the cast to the directors to the content of the movie. Like that's the biggest point that we should see. Like, I'm near too. Like I can get in this.
We can be there.
Yeah.
In a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
That's dope. Beyond. That's dope. Well. Yeah, thank
Before
you.
Before we wrap up, let the people know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, shout your stuff out. Shout your show out.
No doubt. Thank you guys once again for letting me come through.
Absolutely.
Thank you for Harmony holding it down, too. She
thank
came
you.
Through.
Yeah. I was trying to be in a cut or whatever.
That's Harmony the Goddess. She is part of the Revive team. But yes, it's me, your girl, POC. Definitely follow me right now on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. You can also find me at reviveisalive.com. And I'm also looking for bloggers, journalists and videographers to join my team. I'm trying to expand each and every day. I'm gonna go live 3 times a week, Monday on DG from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. and I go live twice, Winning Wednesdays, each and every Wednesday. It's a Winning Wednesday on Revive, on Time for an Awakening, and each and every Sunday with that good Sunday Morning Talk Radio, waking the people up every Sunday, man. You can follow that at, you know, same website, reviveisalive.com. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
1 year anniversary, man. I'm excited. Guys. Going down. I'm excited, man. 365. I did it. Appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
Most definitely. All right, well, thank you guys for listening. As you already know, as I always have been and always will be, I am the comedian and your host, Marcus LeVar, and I'm sitting here with my co-host,
Breezy the Gent, or whatever you call me this episode.
And like I always say, keep shooting for the stars, and we'll see you in the clouds. Peace.